Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. You know, it feels like forever since I have done the show on Tuesday, because the last 2 weeks, I had things come up where I couldn't do the show. So 2 weeks ago, I had a technical issue because, you know, I do the show from my office slash home, which is the same place. And I moved into an apartment at the end of July, which many of you know, and they're doing extensive remodeling on it. And they had a power outage for 4 hours during the time that I would do the show. So I had no internet connection and I had no previous notice of it. So I couldn't make other arrangements to go somewhere else. It's like I got up that morning and found out, oh, gee, look, what's going to happen today? And then last week, it just so happened that my guest that was supposed to be on last week, Rasha, who now is going to be on September 30th instead, she got altitude sickness and couldn't be on the show. And I woke up that morning and I had a migraine, and I had planned to do the show by myself since Rasha couldn't be on. And I just went, you know what? I think the universe is telling me something here. So I hope that if you tuned in over the last 2 weeks that you enjoyed the two encore presentations we did. I think we did, who did we do? I think we did Martha Beck and Byron Katie, and those were both really great shows. So I hope that you enjoyed those. Now, today's guest is Dr. Steve Iacoboni. He's an oncologist, and he's written a book called The Undying Soul, A Cancer Doctor's Discovery, which is about the intersection of science and spirituality. And we've had another little glitch in the show today. I don't know what it is about Tuesdays the last few weeks, where he's had an emergency, and he will be able to be on the show, but he won't be able to come on until a little bit later. So I'm going to be switching up the order in which we do things. As you know, we usually do the light bulb moment at the end of the show. And so I'm going to be doing that during this first segment of the show instead, so that Dr. Steve can take care of what he needs to do, because I know that whatever it is something that is important to someone's health and someone's life. And then he'll join us about 15 minutes past the hour. But I do want to start with our healing meditation, which has become a standard for us on the Tuesday show. And what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be focusing on giving healing energy to children who are going back to school. Many kids are going back to school today or tomorrow. And I think other places they maybe have already started, but here in the Northwest, they're going back today and tomorrow. And I know that a lot of kids suffer from bullying at school. And so what I want to do is I want to do a healing meditation that will give healing energy and love to both the kids who have suffered from bullying and also the bullies, because as we know, hurt people, and those bullies are hurting themselves inside, and that's why they're bullying other children. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in and let it out. And then just send all of your love and energy to these children who are either being bullied or are bullies. And then just one more deep breath in to really anchor that love for those children. Okay, I'm going to move right into talking about this week's light bulb moment. Usually I do a little preview at this time in the show and then do the full-blown thing at the end of the show, but we're going to just jump right into it today. And what triggered the practice that I'm going to focus on was I've been watching CSI. I've been getting from the library all of the CSI seasons, beginning with season one. I'm now up to season 11, so I've been doing it for a while. And on one of the shows that I watched over the weekend, they talked about Eric Fromm's, I don't know, he's a philosopher or a psychologist or psychiatrist, and his theory about there being two orientations that human beings can be. One is a having orientation, and one is a being orientation. And I'm just going to really quickly read to you what he says about it. And I don't normally read long things like this, but I think it would be helpful to understand. So the mode of being has at its prerequisite independence, freedom, and the presence of critical reason. Its fundamental characteristic is that of being active, not in the sense of outward activity of busyness, but of interactivity, the productive use of our human powers. To be active means to give expression to one's faculties, talents, to the wealth of human gifts with which every human being is endowed. It means to renew oneself, to grow, to flow out, to love, to transcend the prison of one's isolated ego, to be interested, to give. Only to the extent that we decrease the mode of having, that is, of non-being, in other words, we stop finding security and identity by clinging to what we have, by sitting on it, by holding on to our ego and our possessions, can the mode of being emerge. So this is about the dichotomy kind of here of having is a lot about things. And it's not only about having physical things, but having, holding on to what we think our identity is. It's holding on, it's clinging. And actually, this whole thing about Eric Fromm came up in CSI in an episode on hoarding and why people might hoard because they're afraid to let go of things. And so the having orientation is about fear. It's about fear of not having enough. It's about fear of we need these things in order to survive in life. Where the being orientation, as you heard from what I was reading, is really about human connection. It's about love and it's about being in that space of our higher self. And this spoke to me when they talked about it on the show because I feel like a lot of the work that I've been doing myself in the past year has been around starting to shift from that having orientation into the being orientation. And what happened for me, I think really where it started for me was that month I spent in Edinburgh in November last year. I believe that my whole purpose for being there was to learn to be, to not have to be outwardly busy, to not have to have a goal, to not have to be working, to not have to do anything, but to just be. And it took me a long time to get that, but I have so benefited from that in the meantime. And I've used that lesson a lot since then. one place was when I was going through this whole process with my house, I was able to say, you know what? I'm going to let go of a lot of these other things that I think I should be doing and just allow myself to have this experience and focus on this particular experience and not try to overdo it. It allowed me to be able to not force and not resist, but allow things to evolve in terms of what my life path is. That had really been something that had been up in the air for me in the past year. And I feel like I came to resolution with it in May, but I had no idea when that was going to happen. I just allowed. And so that's some examples of how I am being more in the being orientation. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't still have the having orientation. I'm just shifting where more of my energy is in the being orientation. And I will say, for me, the move and giving up a lot of my possessions to move from a 3-bedroom home to a 1-bedroom apartment has also been really critical in that shift that I've been making. And so just very quickly, ways that you can start making that shift for yourself, because frankly, I do not believe that having orientation serves us. I don't believe we can truly be happy when we are fully in a having orientation. So think about why having is so important to you, because it's all about fear. What are you afraid of? And take yourself to the ultimate of whatever that fear is. Maybe you're afraid of being homeless, of having no job. Maybe you think that possessions define you. And take time out to just be with no agenda. You can do a silent retreat, take a walk, spend time in conversation with others where it's not about a goal. And of course, our old friend meditation is always a great way to get into that being mode. Rather than the having mode. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I hope we're going to get Dr. Steve on the line in the meantime. And I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Dr. Stephen Iacoboni, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment, but I just wanted to make a comment. I hadn't heard Dr. Pat doing that rap before. I thought it was really great. I love that. Anyway, let me just jump right into introducing Dr. Steve, since we've kind of gotten our segment switched around here. Dr. Stephen Iacoboni has been at the forefront of the battle against cancer for over 3 decades. As co-director of hematology oncology at Kennewick General Hospital, he enlists the best that medical science has to offer. Beyond his practice, he's on radio and TV across the U.S., addressing the criteria that seriously ill patients should use for selecting doctors, the issue of contrived drug shortages, and bridging the gap between science and spirituality, which is what we're going to be talking about today. His book, The Undying Soul, A Cancer Doctor's Discovery, is a powerful journey enabling doctor and patient to walk the hard road from the failure of science to the triumph of spirit. And you can find out more at theundyingsoul.com. Let's welcome Dr. Steve Iacoboni to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Laura. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm glad that we were able to get the little glitch worked out and be able to have you on the show.
You bet.
And it's always fun for me, too, when somebody is kind of geographically near me. So you're in Eastern Washington. I'm in Seattle, but not too far away.
Just a hop and a skip over the Cascades.
Yep. So, I wanted to start out by asking you about what kind of drove you to write the book. Was there some impetus that you said, I really need to get this information out there?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, actually address this question among many others in the book. But to be specific, I was a person who I think was a sort of a subject of my generation. We became the generation that declared that God was dead and we were going to solve all the world's problems through science. And I was one of the leaders in that movement until I realized 30 years later, well, we haven't cured cancer and there's still endless warfare in the world, which is an apropos statement at the moment. And that life
right.
drones on and that human beings are not able to solve all of their problems. And I finally realized through the wisdom of some of my patients that the teachings of ancient faith are actually true, even though I had come to reject them. And so I realized that I had been misled somewhat willingly, I have to admit, but that everyone in my generation seems to have been lost their way in the same way. And I wanted to change that. I wanted to tell people we were misled. We need to stop our secularization and our agnosticism. We need to stop our agnosticism, and we need to find God again, the way human beings have from the beginning of time.
Right, right, which has been a lot longer than the last 30 years. what we believed thousands of years ago, we were on that track a lot longer than where we're at now. So,
we're awfully arrogant, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, what I wanted to come to from that is that, you know, given the experiences you've been exposed to, you know, both, you know, you've had kind of this both sides of the coin, right? You've had the scientific perspective and the medical doctor's perspective. And then you've had the actual experience of being with patients as they go through the process of dying. And so what is it that you have come to believe yourself is the truth around spirit and, you know, your name of your the title of your book has Undying Soul in it.
Right. Well, what I've come to believe is that the fundamental teaching of every religion from the beginning of time, whether it's Amazonians in the rainforest or Aborigines in Australia or Muslims in Istanbul or Christians in Rome or New York for that matter, is that we actually are spiritual beings. We actually do have a spiritual component that's real. It's not just a fantasy or something to keep us sedated emotionally. We have a real soul, and that it will transcend life on earth. And the reason I believe this is because of what I've seen watching my patients die, which is something that people used to always see, but now they don't anymore. It's left to the cancer doctors to be able to witness this.
Right. Well, and you know, this is something that came up with my guest yesterday as well about how, you know, we used to, even not that long ago, we used to have rituals where we helped our loved ones as they were dying and right after they had passed to move into, you know, the next phase. And, you know, we'd have them laid out on the dining room table for days, right? While people could pray for them and, you know, really help them make that transition. And now it's such a, you know, it's like we go to the funeral and we go back to work the next day and then it's done. And so it's not just with, you know, as people are dying, but also when death does come or transition does come, we don't honor what comes next either.
Well, I think there's a huge loss of the sense of the spiritual in our society in particular, because we are so successful in the material world. And there's so many distractions. There's sports, there's politics, there's job, there's finance, there's gadgets, there's phones, there's everything. That you can, in fact, in Western society, go along pretending that there isn't a God and that you don't have a spirit and you have to deal with all these day-to-day things. That feeling is a modern-day phenomenon. You know, even 50 years ago, a lot of Americans didn't have outhouses. A lot of Americans were out on the farm watching their cows die, and before there was penicillin, watching their children die. Human beings living a more natural life are day-to-day in touch with natural elements. And we have basically shut ourselves off from that, and in the process, we sort of lost track of our own souls. And that's what I think is the big tragedy. And that's why I wrote the book, to get people to come back to their nature.
So how is it that, or do you have ways in the book that you suggest that people start to get more in touch with that part of themselves?
Well, the book is not so much about method as it is about describing the different ways people experience death depending on the level of their faith. And that was the thing that struck me the most, that in the setting of people being disengaged from their spiritual side. It all works fine as long as you have a job and a car and a house and a vacation. But when you get cancer and science says there's nothing more to do and it's time to die, then all of a sudden none of that materialism is of any value whatsoever. I mean, even if you're a billionaire like Steve Jobs.
I'm not saying
that his death was bad or anything. I don't know anything about it. All I know is that he's a billionaire and he could not, try as he might, travel around the world, find the cure. Nor could Jackie Onassis or Patrick Swayze or Farrah Fawcett. So the point is that, and I don't have no idea about how any of those people cope with their deaths, obviously. But in my practice, the patients who could not get back in touch with their spirit were very sad and very scared and very miserable facing their death, whereas those who had kept touch with their spirit and were spiritual people, that when they died relatively easily and sometimes even joyously, because they really knew that they were going to heaven or wherever you want to call it.
Right, whatever they believed, yeah.
And that their life, their existence was not about to end because their material world was about to end. And so this huge disparity between outcomes in terms of experience was what really motivated me to explore this further. And so that's one of the themes of the book, is I demonstrate the two different ways to go down the path of your own mortality, the good way and the bad way. And I offer a lot of advice as to why this happens. I think in terms of method, what I try to point out is that if you remain very, very centered in all the materialism that surrounds us, then you will have a very hard time finding your spirit, and you have to do something as simple as take a walk in the park without your cell phone, by the way.
It's time for us to take a quick break, but what you're talking about resonates with the light bulb moment I was sharing before you came on the show today. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Dr. Steve Iacoboni about the Undying Soul. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Dr. Steve Iacoboni, talking about his book, The Undying Soul, A Cancer Doctor's Discovery. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Steve and his book. So, Steve, can you share that information with the listeners, please?
Oh, absolutely. For one thing, the book is on Amazon. You can get it there. But I encourage listeners who are interested to go to the website, which is easy to find because it's the same as the name of the book, which is theundyingsoul.com. And I have blogs. I have some more autobiography. I have excerpts from the book if you want to sample it there. And you can order off the website. You can also email me and tell me what you think. I'd love to hear from you.
It's always great to get the feedback and see how it's been useful in someone's life. Yeah, that's great. I'd encourage people to give that feedback as well. So on the break, we were talking a little bit, and I shared that my sister died from cancer. It'll be 10 years on September 17th. So I guess 2 weeks from today, it'll be 10 years ago. And that she was very into her faith. She was a fundamentalist Christian. She was actually a missionary in Argentina for many years until she got ill. And there were ways in which that kind of backfired on her in her community, because her community was in the beginning, it was 2 years from the time she was diagnosed until she passed away. And in the beginning, she was getting a lot of feedback that it was her own fault that she was sick because she wasn't praying hard enough. And so, Steve, that led you to talk about that really, your book isn't about how to not have cancer. Your book is how to go about living with that reality until you are no longer living and doing it in the best way possible.
You know, absolutely. And I've had those experiences myself among my loved ones and people telling them to pray harder. And I've had people under my care who prayed very, very hard, and yet they still died. And, you know, one of the things about that whole idea that's a bit hard to understand is, you know, God did make us mortal. And he has no intention of letting anyone here other than the Virgin Mary live forever.
Right.
And so asking God to change his plan doesn't make any sense. And so I don't understand why some people think that all that prayer is going to change things. I'm not telling people not to pray, because sometimes prayer can change things. But you're asking, you're not demanding. And the other thing is...
Right.
God actually gave you the cancer in the first place. You need to understand that. He didn't, you know, it's not the work of the devil or some carcinogen that was made by some evil industrialist. God had Jesus walk through the passion. God demands a lot of us. And he made his own son suffer. And the whole point of that was to show us that we can survive that, or that we can endure it. I ask God's help all the time, and sometimes he answers my prayers the way I want him to, sometimes he doesn't, but
right.
I don't demand it. The point of my book is that we're all mortal, and that whatever the situation is, sooner or later, you are going to, and your material life is going to end, and you need to accept that and die gracefully, as opposed to being angry that God failed you, or that... angry because you prayed real hard and your spouse still died. I think those are misdirected emotions. Bad things happen to good people all the time. Look at the Holocaust.
Right.
And the whole idea is to ask God to help you accept it. And the only way, really, to accept it is to know that all the material suffering is not for naught. In other words, the material suffering is temporary. And the spiritual emancipation is eternal, and that's the whole point. If there was no spiritual realm, if there was no spiritual part of our bodies, then you could argue that life is just sort of a futility game that you play until you die, and then you become dust. And I don't believe that. And if you actually believe in your spirit and your eternal life, then you can overcome any challenge. That's the message of the book.
Well, and I know that, in some ways you are you're unique in your profession in some ways, because...
Yes.
I know that, many doctors and many scientists who maybe are not medical doctors but are scientists in other ways really don't believe that there is anything beyond what we have here in this material world. And so what do you say to them?
Well, in terms of the scientists themselves, they're hard to talk to, but if I were to get them to listen to me, the first thing I say to them is, I understand how you feel, because I was there myself, and it took me a while to sift through what was misleading in science that caused me to be misdirected and to get the wrong impression. And if you would like, I will explain it to you, and I can guarantee you that if you listen to me in a fair-minded way, that I will convince you that you do have a soul. And in a very simple, straightforward way, you could say, the approach of science is utterly incapable of understanding, for example, self-awareness, because science itself starts with self-awareness as a given and then examines the world around you. You go, oh, I see, the apple fell from the tree. There must be a force called gravity. But you can never take that form of analysis, which is all science is, and then say, oh, by the way, I see that my self-awareness came from an apple falling from a tree. You can't do that, because it's backwards. So that's a starting point. But getting back to the other question, which is, you know, my colleagues, you know, my colleagues are very reluctant to inject faith into practice. And I think that's misguided. You know, I don't proselytize. I don't even bring it up because it isn't, I think, proper to try and push your spiritual agenda on your patients. But in fact, what happens is patients bring it up. They want you to become part of their spiritual support team. In fact, that's how I got into this. I actually fought kicking and screaming. Patients were dying, and I'd become their confidant and their friend and their intellectual mentor and scientist. And then they wanted me to help them die. I thought, well, I'm an atheist scientist. I can't help you with that. But I finally realized I couldn't refuse that request from them, and that I needed to get up to speed and find answers for them. And that's really what got me on the track for becoming a spiritual as well as a physical healer. So I do it at their request. I never do it unsolicited, but they almost always do request it because they want it and they need it.
So what kinds of things do you find are helpful for people who are in that place of dying from cancer?
Well, one of the things that helps the most is simply for me to give them spiritual affirmation, even though I'm a scientist. Because most of the patients I take care of are already churchgoers. They already have a faith. I never, by the way, try and promote one sect or faith or over another. I never say, you need to go to this church or that church or become a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim. I never do that because that's not anything that I want to do. I just want to make people have their own spirituality, and then they can sort out how they want to worship. But the point is that they're mostly churchgoers already. But when you hear your mother say, oh, you're such a good boy, that's not
right.
The same thing as a stranger saying you're such a good boy. And so
right. When
the priest says you're going to heaven, don't worry. They go, well, you know, that's kind of what you guys say all the time. But all these smart scientists on the Discovery Channel are telling me that I'm just a complex collection of molecules forged over evolutionary time, and that I don't have a spiritual being, and that's on the science channels. And that's scary, because these are the smart people who give us medicine and transportation and infrastructure and technology. If the smart people are telling us you really don't have a soul, that's scary. So my patients all think I'm pretty smart.
Right.
You know, I shrink their cancers away, and so they're pretty impressed with that. And then when I follow up with that and say, by the way, you have a soul, and you will go to heaven after you die, it's huge for them, just huge, because I'm the guy who shrank their cancer. I must be smart.
That makes a lot of sense. I hadn't thought about it in that perspective before, but I can understand how that would be reassuring to patients.
And that's kind of where my motivation comes from, is I finally realized the impact of my support on them. Because at first I thought, well, just go ask your pastor. Or your rabbi or your mullah, but, you know, they want me to do it. And so I realized, you know, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And so when it became clear to me, then I embarked on my mission and haven't turned back.
Well, it's time for us to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Dr. Steve about your undying soul. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is oncologist Dr. Steve Iacoboni, talking about his book, The Undying Soul, A Cancer Doctor's Discovery. And what I wanted to ask Steve to share with us now, because this is really relevant to me. And of course, as you know, if you've listened to my show, it's always all about me. But, you know, having gone through this process where my sister did pass away from cancer, but it was a two-year process. It would have been really helpful for me to have some idea of how I could help her emotionally. And I know that she wasn't always happy with how I tried to help her. She accused me of being in denial because I was too positive. And so, Steve, it would be really helpful if you could share with listeners, if they have a family member or a loved one that's going through this process, what are things that they can do that would help?
Well, very good question. I'm happy to talk about that. There are two things that a caregiver should do. First is the caregiver should have his or her own clear understanding of what to expect, which is not always the same as what the patient understands, because we're not always brutally honest with patients. And at the same time, the patient and the caregiver, the doctor, has to understand that a patient will come to their own understanding in time. And that if you simply try and tell them something they don't want to hear, then they're just going to shut off completely and stop listening to you. So, you know, I have to admit, I have patients in my practice with terminal cancer, but they are walking in and out of my office, getting chemo, going on vacations, enjoying life reasonably. And I don't sit there and say, by the way, the clock is ticking and you've got 6 months left. You do that, you know, and there's no point in doing that. But it wouldn't hurt the caregiver to have some idea that this may wind up that way. My mother died of cancer, and I was a medical student at the time. And I knew all along that at some point the end would come. She didn't talk about it openly, and she fought valiantly, and more power to her. But it helped me to know when the end came that the outcome was not some strange outcome that never should have happened. It was what I needed to expect. So caregivers and both professional and lay people need to help patients come along step by step on their journey. So if a patient does come to the point of saying, well, you know, this is going to be terminal at some point, I wouldn't try denying that. I would say, it probably is, but, you know, we're all mortal. Let's focus on today. But it's important for them to know that in the context of how much they want to put themselves through, because a lot of patients will take chemo as they're heading for the morgue, quite literally, and wasting all their time and energy and money in the hospital when they should be at home dying peacefully, surrounded by loved ones instead of strangers and needles and CAT scans.
Right.
This is a difficult thing to do. And so one of the things people should do is help the patient understand the underlying message, which is if they believe in God, that they have a spirit that is eternal, and that this terminal illness is not the end of their being. And once you really grasp that, then nothing really bothers you after. That was the thing that impressed me the most about my patients, who really, really grasped that and showed it to me. They even said to me, Dr. Iacoboni, I'm going to show you how to die. And I was cynical. I was an agnostic jerk. And I'm sorry, but I was, you know. And, you know, as long as we grow and improve ourselves, that's what matters.
Right.
I was caught up in, you know, self-importance, and I went to the best universities, and I won all the awards, and I was supposed to be so important. But when I couldn't keep my patients from dying, I realized I wasn't all that important or that smart. But the smartest people in the world were my patients, who died with a smile on their face. And I talk about them in some great detail in the book. And I think that's the most important message, is knowing how to die, meaning knowing how to die, knowing that nothing's happening except your physical form is changing, but your spiritual form, which is a separate entity, is completely unperturbed by the process of death. And, you know, if you know that every day of your life and going forward, there's really nothing that can bother you. And if you don't know that, then every little thing will bother you.
Exactly. Well, I think that that's a great note for us to end the interview on. Thank you so much for being on the show and talking about your book, Steve. And can you give how people can get the book? Can you give them that information once more?
Absolutely. It's www.theundyingsoul.com. Go to my website and you can read all about it and order the book. And I'd love to hear from you.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks
and
a lot, Laura.
I want to share with listeners ways to get more help on moving forward in life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had some really insightful guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, then sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you can get that at thelauralongleyshow.com. In the right sidebar, you'll see the little sign up place for you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. And you also get other little perks with that. You get reminders a couple hours before the show starts so that you don't forget. And also little clips of audio. So like you'll get clips of the meditations that we do, and also clips of the light bulb moments. So thank you again to Dr. Steve Iacoboni for joining me on the show, talking about his book, The Undying Soul, A Cancer Doctor's Discovery. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. As always, I had a great time and learned a lot. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And next week, I will be talking with my guest who I had to reschedule because of the power outage 2 weeks ago. And that is, oh my gosh, and I had it written down, Rasha. And I totally lost her name. Anyway, tune in next week and we'll be talking about how we create our lives by our thoughts. Thank you, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.